protesters back outside Brett Kavanaugh's house. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They were there last night, some banging drums, hours after an armed man was arrested outside the Supreme Court justice's home, telling police he was suicidal and wanted to kill Kavanaugh. Upset over conservative justices appearing ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion.
The House could soon take up a bipartisan Senate-passed bill that would increase security for Supreme Court justices and their families. This comes as Attorney General Merrick Garland tells Fox he will do everything he can to prevent threats.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy.
But Utah Senator Mike Lee is accusing the Attorney General of not enforcing laws that are already on the books about protesting outside justices' homes.
Fox's Sean Langell. House Democrats have passed new gun restrictions, raising the age of buying semi-automatic rifles, limiting high-capacity ammo magazines after an emotional hearing.
No citizen needs an AR-15. These weapons are designed to do the most harm in the least amount of time.
Zaneda Everhart's son was among the wounded in the Buffalo supermarket massacre. Relatives of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting also testified.
Top committee Republican James Comer warned against knee-jerk reactions.
We must carefully consider the security posture of vulnerable targets sought out by evil people.
House Democrats are expected to advance several gun restrictions this week. That package is not expected to move forward in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Tonight, the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot holds a hearing that'll air on live TV at 8 p.m. Eastern.
The January 6th Select Committee says it will present previously unseen material, receive witness testimony, and provide the American people an initial summary of its findings.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Most Republicans say Democrats are just playing politics, calling tonight theater. Another record at the gas pump. The price rose more than a penny today for regular. AAA now has the national average at $4.97 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden is in Los Angeles meeting with other leaders from south of the border at a summit for the Americas.
Safe and orderly migration is good for all of our economies, including the United States.
But on the other side of that coin,
when all unlawful migration is not acceptable, we will enforce our borders, including through innovative, coordinated action with our regional partners.
This is a big new caravan of migrants makes its way through Mexico, starting a 3,000-mile trek to the U.S. border this week.
The migrant caravan continues to grow. Organizer Luis Villagran telling Fox News it's 14,000 to 15,000 strong now, and the migrants have begun to get humanitarian visas, which allow them to work and move freely throughout Mexico for up to 180 days. Meanwhile, here in the Rio Grande Valley, the numbers continue to surge. In the last 10 days, more than 13,000 apprehensions, more than 1,100 known gotaways. In Hidalgo, Texas, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Also in Texas, three families are suing the state over investigations into medical treatments for their transgender kids.
The lawsuit comes about a month after the Texas Supreme Court allowed the state to investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse, but it also ruled in favor of one family, among the first contacted by child welfare officials following the order by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Arkansas last year became the first state to enact a law prohibiting gender-confirming treatments for minors. A judge blocked the Arkansas law, and the state is appealing. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling. The Dow dropped 269 points in the NBA Finals.
Tatum drives inside, lays it in. The long arm arms of Jason Tatum.
The Boston Celtics beat the Golden State Warriors 116-100 on ESPN. It gives the Celtics a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.